Welcome to the Level Up Podcast, brought to you by Century 21, the Harrelson Group, featuring masterminds with real estate leaders, coaches, and influencers, plus eye-opening strategy sessions with up-and-coming agents. You'll learn exactly how to go from agent to entrepreneur. And now, let's get to the latest episode of Level Up.
What is up, everybody? It's Matt Johnson. We're back with another episode of the Level Up Podcast, where you learn how to go from agent to entrepreneur. We've got a fantastic episode for you today. We're going to be talking about what the value is of culture and really what it is, how to build it, how it works to actually drive performance. We've got a great guest with us today that's going to talk about how he's built the culture of his team. We're also going to talk a little bit about the marketing angle that they've taken in their market. They've actually produced 180 professional community spotlight type videos over the last year or so. This is starting to generate all kinds of very positive return and interaction and actually inbound leads from businesses and things like that. So we're going to dive into that a little bit before we bring in our special guest, Greg Harrelson. Greg, what's up today?
Hey, man, glad to be here and really excited to have the conversation with Rhett. You know, Rhett hasn't been in the Century 21 system, that long. I think just maybe 3 or 4 years, and he's made a big splash very quickly. So I'm just excited to talk about a subject that's important to me, which is culture. So ready to go.
Yeah. Very cool. Rhett Harmon, officially welcome to the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
So we're really pumped to have you because it's something that I think, Greg, you and I have kind of I think we've talked about it with certain people just within the context of other conversations that we've had. We may have to do, you know, a whole mini episode on this topic because we really haven't gone deep on this, right? I think from my perspective, talking to the other agents that know you and look up to you, that's one of the key things that they look up to and try to model about you is your office and your culture that you've built. And so when you turn around and say, hey, let's bring somebody on because I want to talk about the culture that they've built, like that makes me sit up and pay attention because I know what you've built. So we'll get to that, all that good stuff in a second. But before we do, Rhett, kind of give people an idea of where you're at in the country and what your business looks like right now.
Absolutely. I co-own Century 21 Novus Realty. We are located in Carrollton, Georgia, which is about 45 miles west of Atlanta. So I-20 West, pretty much Alabama. So we're right here. We are considered part of the Atlanta MSA, but we really are a western suburb. It's very common to find homes with acreage. Our median price point's about 150. So right here, we have a good time. I'm on a sales team as well. The place we wanted to work didn't exactly exist, so we created our own brokerage for where we like to work, and you know, we had a good time doing that and really had some great growth with it, and it all revolves around basically the culture.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yep. And give folks an idea of kind of where your numbers are at. I know your brokerage, we were talking about this before we went on the air, so you've got you're running a team within a brokerage, so give people an idea of how that breaks down and what the numbers look like.
Sure, definitely. So Curtis North, like I said, my partner and I, we started, 2014 as a startup, and it was just him and myself. We had a property management division, so we already had staff there, and about 500 properties under management, and we also had two agents that worked with us at the previous brokerage we worked at. So they came over and joined us, so we started with four, and now we're right at 40. I actually just hit the number 40 this month, so excited about that. Growth's been good. Our sales team that we operate is about 8 agents or so, and I've had some good growth there. We had about 225 to 226 transactions closed or sides closed in 2017, and had a good time with that. And you know, it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, Novus is the name of our brokerage, which Novus means new and exceptional in Latin. That's kind of the meaning that we took with it. And we brought in the hashtag the Novus Way is kind of part of how we've developed what we do. So some brokers will, and there's nothing wrong with it one way or the other, but you know, they deem themselves as I'm not a competing broker. I run the brokerage, and some brokers like to sell, and some kind of are somewhere in between. So we're just kind of bold about it in the very beginning. Like we sell every day. We have everything set up. We've got different staff in place to handle different types of lead flow, so everything's handled fairly. So we don't have our, you know, hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we are leading by example. I do a lot of traveling. I go to a lot of different conferences, very involved within our brand, within our industry. And I think it's important to bring that knowledge back at our sales meetings every week so that we basically can show how are the people doing it differently? How can we do it better? And what is the best possible way we can serve our clients and have the best possible experience and customer service available?
Very, very cool. That's awesome. And just in terms of like the running the team within the brokerage, because I know we do get a lot of questions from folks that are in similar circumstances. So run me real quick through just the numbers for the team and just how you balance the two.
Sure. I've got managers for several things. Obviously, I have a manager for property management. We have a manager over finances here. We have a sales manager for sales. Like I said, that person handles a lot of the sales leads that generally come in. And we also have a manager for our sales team. Is called Southern Roots Group is the name of that. And our brokerage is made up of a lot of agents working individually. We have three or four other smaller teams that are in the process of growing and getting larger. So we really look forward to building people up. Some people like to be part of one or the other. Some come to learn for a while and want to do something different on their own. So it's been a great experience all the way around. And like I said, we're still learning. We don't have it figured out completely yet, but I don't know if anyone ever does. So the markets change, the times change, the consumer behavior changes. So we always want to be right involved with everything we can so that we're able to, like I said, lead by example and be, do the best we can.
Well, let me know when you get it all figured out, because I surely would love to,
it's never
to take the shortcut and get right there, get right to it. But, Matt, before we have the call, we're just kind of talking a little bit. I'd made a comment that just going back to culture, that everyone has a culture. Now the question becomes, was your culture built by design, or was it built by default? When somebody says, oh, so-and-so has a great culture, that doesn't mean that somebody else doesn't have culture. They have culture. It's just that their culture was probably built by default, and they may not even be connected with it. They may not be able to identify it. So you said something earlier, Rhett, about your company is what? You're a community. Say what that statement, community expert.
Sure. Our goal is to be known as the community expert that sells real estate. So first and foremost, we want to be known as that, and that's what we try to do. We want to when people come to an area or they live in an area, they want to know about things that are positive going on. They want to know about everything involved with it. So real estate ties into really pretty much every industry. So we choose to, instead of just really, cramming listings down the consumer's throat, which that's important to advertise what we're doing. But we took it from a company perspective on our social media channels, for instance. Facebook, we've had a lot of traction there, and some other ones. It really makes sense to highlight the community we live in. What makes it great? Why are the principals good? Why are the school systems great? Local law enforcement, community festivals, the person that owns the laundromat. I mean, you name it. Someone wants to know about these things. So we have a very good response at getting our competitors and their family to like and share what we put out there, because we're doing it from a genuine standpoint, and we're more of a pay it forward approach.
What's an example of like something that you might put out there that makes the consumer think, okay, wow, these are the community expert, and then at the same token, because you're giving, that the law of reciprocity takes place, right? And then all of a sudden, maybe you're starting to tap into your competitors' databases just by the fact that you're putting such great content out there, and those the people that are watching it are sharing it within the community. So you're really tapping into everyone else's centers of influence just by focusing on putting good content out there in whether it be social media or wherever else you may give it or place it. But can you give us an example of like, what does that look like if I'm in your market and I'm just a consumer?
Okay, for instance, I'll give you and we've been doing this since we started about 3 years ago, so it's probably getting approaching close to 500 videos that we put out professionally through our content creator videographer that we use. We have a very unique, local community. Everyone's different. Everyone's a little bit, get their own, kind of claim to fame with stuff. But we have a new amenity to our community called the Carrollton Greenbelt. It's a 18-mile walking trail that goes around the city limits of our town. And the whole thing was constructed in about 3 years. And it took a little bit more time planning it before that, but it was a privately and publicly funded, venture. And so what we did is we started talking about that. We started interviewing the one of the curators of it and the director of the Greenbelt, and just did interviews on the Greenbelt, different trails they were building at the time, and talking about it and getting crazy traction from that. So that's a great example about something that everyone wants to know about, and we're just showing off an amenity for the area. So someone that's into that kind of thing, and homes near the Greenbelt or whatever it is, you can actually go to YouTube or Facebook or wherever, and you search that. Now, since then, more and more people have put content out there. We still rank up there. For a while, we had the top three videos. I think we're still in the top 10 or so for that actually. And I haven't done a video on it in a couple of years. So it really just it adds back to the whole validity of putting content out there. That, you know, some things have a very short shelf life, event coming up next week, whatever. Some things are more of a somewhat timeless, and you know, you can make them in a way so that you can have a little bit longer shelf life. I didn't have a beard at the time with the first one we did, so it kind of looks funny. People like to bring it up and share that. So, but no, it's good stuff. So, and that leads into, you know, we did something, you know, we've done things with the fire department, the police department, and this past Christmas, we were asked by the local police department and the Fraternal Order of Police to have a Cops, Kids, and Christmas, or Shopping with Cops, or there's different names for it. One of them might be trademarks. I'm not really sure how that all works. But anyway, we were asked to kind of help do some video for them for this event, and said, you know, I said gladly do it. They had a golf course fundraiser they wanted to get some footage of, and then there was two different days they actually took the kids shopping. So they just never really had a great presence in putting that out there for the community to really see the impact and what that does to all those kids. And a lot of these are, you know, children that were, you know, victims of, you know, some kind of crime took place in their neighborhood or in their home or whatever, or maybe just underprivileged in general. And then they also have a day with special needs kids. So it was very neat seeing how that took place. And we got a chance to capture a lot of that through live video that we did, and some through, you know, just the professional videos we were able to capture and put back out. So, you know, we did a little bit of extra around, you know, the holidays, but we were able to capture that. And we got tons and tons and tons
of local events, whether it be charity, whether it be businesses, whether it be schools, whether it be the Greenbelt, basically anything that that's going on in the community is what I'm hearing. And then you're putting it on probably social media like Facebook. Are you boosting those posts and sending them out to making sure that everyone in the city has an opportunity targeting the entire town to make sure that they see it?
Absolutely. Highly targeted. You know, you can do the best content in the world, but if you don't promote it the right way, no one's ever going to see it. So we have targeted audiences for what we're doing. And most of the time we're trying to hit the demographic of who the home buyer might be, the age range that people typically buy homes. And we're not going after 16-year-olds to, you know, showing off community stuff. However, you know, we did some stuff around homecoming for the high school. So we actually did drop some demographics down a little bit lower so that we can appeal to people that are going to buy a home maybe in the next 5 to 10 years down the road. So it's more of that paying it forward. You know, everyone, you know, we need a deal tomorrow just like we need one 10 years from now. So we're just trying
How do you know it's working? Like, you know, it's
Greg,
like
you read my mind.
Yeah, you know, because this is we know that it works, but how do we know that it works? Like, I'm not questioning whether it works.
Yeah.
But how do you know, Rhett? How do you know that this is effective for you in helping you build your business?
Sure. So to start off with, I mean, it's very hard to measure something like this because it's not like I can run an ad here for this particular product and know that someone bought that product, or at least know they called on that product. When I finally, you know, the first year going into it, we had to do something to brand our business. That was initially the initial major gain was a branding thing. After that, I realized we had to stick with it and be consistent. That was the key for us. And I would get together with a professional videographer one day a month, and we shoot video for a whole day. And it's an exhausting day, lining up local business owners and, you know, people that are just busy and making it all work and fitting it into their schedule. And then coming up with something, most of the time they don't want to be on camera anyway. But we figure out how to make it work, and it's exhausting, but we come up with some really good content. But when we have people meet us on the street, and we, especially our agents, we had this happen several times. You know, go back to the Greenbelt example. An agent in our office was on the downtown square at a little coffee shop, and there was a mutual friend with one of the shop clerks, and they said, you work for Century 21. I think she had her jacket or something on. I love the videos you guys do about the Greenbelt. By the way, I'm in the market to buy a home. So it was kind of like, all right, bingo, that works, because association, and it was a positive, and immediately they recognized the logo on the jacket that she was wearing, her shirt, back to the branding we did in the video. It's just subtle. It's in the beginning and then at the end, and we keep a little watermark at the bottom, but it's the genuine purpose of the video is not asking for anything. It is just completely, you know, showing off something this positive and genuine. I think that's why we're able to have the traction with it we have. And but literally, it's you know, like I said, just finishing up the third year of it. It's finally where I think we're really starting to really see some of the results from that because of the consistency that's taking place. Because not everyone looks at the feeds that come through, and some people see it, some people click, some don't. and you know, just trying out the different areas there. So it's it's a lot of fun. But when people are asking, you know, when we go out to lunch and, hey, will you do a video about our business? And we're semi-selective on actually, we're very selective on who we're going to highlight and promote, because we want to make sure, A, have we done business with them, or has one of our agents done business with them, and are they reputable? You know, we want to make sure that we can find out that we're not just going to talk about somebody just to do it. And at the same time, we don't receive any money or charge them anything for doing this. It's part of our marketing budget. We come to it from a standpoint of, you know, we want to show off. You know, we need the content for one thing, but two, we want to find something that's unique and different and good. So that's how it works.
I don't know if you remember, Matt, when we were talking, we had a conversation with Rick Davidson a while back. This is early in us producing recordings for Level Up Podcast. And I said, and I think this is very important before we go on to really the culture conversation. I think it's important for the audience to know that, I guess it's an opinion, but my opinion is this: if you want to own the market share in your community, in your town, in your market, then you must first own the mind share. What Rhett has done here is, in a few years of getting, you know, really starting to build a company, he has started in his early years, he has started focusing on mind share for his market, becoming literally the household name, but not the household name because he did some direct mail pieces that said, you know, if you list with me, I'll do it for a reduced commission. He actually built it based on giving content, giving value. Now his company is associated to all this valuable content that people keep seeing that's interesting to them, and now they can't get Rhett or Rhett's company out of their mind. That's why you see this person in the coffee shop, see Century 21 on the little logo on your agent's shirt or jacket, whatever it was, and they said, oh my gosh, I love your videos. See, that is, if you want to measure how well you're doing in mindshare, that is a way to measure how well you're doing in mindshare, is when people are actually remembering you based on valuable content that you've given in the past. And then the next phase, and you just kind of said you feel like you're just getting traction on this. Well, that phase where you start breaking through and you start getting traction, that the traction is the actual market share. That's when you start to see, wow, I'm having more of these conversations, people saying something about these videos, and then but they didn't tell you that they've been watching your videos for the last year until you went to write a contract with them. They're like, by the way, I don't know if you ever realized, but, I don't think I ever told you, Rhett, but, you know, we've been watching your videos for a year. And then you're sitting there writing a contract, negotiating a deal with them, and then you start to hear that more and more. That's the transition between mind share and market share. But if you want to own your market share, then you got to first own your mind share. So congratulations on that. I want the audience to actually really kind of put this together. So hopefully that made some sense.
Definitely does. And one thing that I was always a little bit cautious about is, obviously we're trying to build a brokerage, build a brand here locally for you know what we're doing. But also, you know, I'm selling real estate every day as well with my team. So I didn't want it to make it about me and my team. I wanted to make it more about what our company's doing. So kind of like how Century 21 national advertising goes, they kind of put the agent at the top of what's going on. So, you know, someone had to be the spokesperson of it. If I didn't get up there and do it every week, I beg agents to get on the video. And sometimes they will from time to time. And sometimes it's just like pulling teeth. They don't really care to do it. And they said, no, you got it. You just keep running with it. But they know that they're benefiting from it because it's keeping it out there. And we're, you know, kind of going some other phases with it within our culture of really taking it a step further and really practically putting this information out on our agents' social media pages for them so that they're able to, you know, some of them share it pretty regularly and some of them share it sporadically. So we're trying to really be more purposeful in putting it out there like that. So we're able to take that net and cast even further. And then it benefits that agent even more directly. So it's coming off their actual local page. So that's the next step we're kind of going with for what we're doing here.
So how does all this tie into culture? Let's get into culture before we get off here.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Sorry. So
I mean, that's great. There's a lot of value there. And I think that, you know, again, mind share to market share, you are, I can't wait to see your next 2 years, because I think that you're really going to see the true value of what you've actually been creating. You're truly the farmer. You know, not in the old farming standpoint, but you have been working the land, you've been planting the seeds, and you're just, and you've had faith the entire time that something is going to come out of the ground and eventually bear fruit. And I know you're going to. So that's so cool. And I think Thank more you. People need to be focusing on that. But culture, tell us about that.
Definitely. So I mentioned the hashtag. So we called the original video series The Novus Way, bringing the community to you, The Novus Way. And I'm gonna kind of hold up this little sticker. It's probably, I don't know if it's reverse or not on the camera.
Yeah,
but
no, we can see it good.
So anyway, that's just a little logo we kind of made up. It played off Century 21. We used the Novus Way in there. And we give these to agents, give these to people for whatever they want. You put them on their car, computer. And it took a long time of me repetitively using the hashtag in post, hashtag The Novus Way. And that is really kind of instilled in what we are as a culture. We have a lot of fun. We reward, the small victories. We work hard, play hard, and like I said, we have a great time up here. We're low drama. We don't go after just the top producer just because they're a top producer if they're going to be potentially cancer in the office and not really get along with everyone. So life's too short for every problem. I mean, there's a place for everyone to fit in. At the same time, we want to, have kind of open doors and be accommodating to most everyone that wants to kind of, operate under those terms. People that want to, that have a desire to get better, at some point in time, do they have a desire to have a career in real estate? That is one of the couple of the key things we always look for when we're bringing agents on within our culture, because it will make sure it all fits. Yes, you can, maybe you're a school teacher, you're a few years out before retiring or retiring firefighter coming out, and you want to go ahead and get your license to kind of start getting started. We'll take you and we'll work with you as long as you kind of have the mindset of wanting to get better and work towards that, knowing that you may have several years after, that first retirement to have a second career. But the goal is usually that with it. So the Novus Way, and we really even kind of honed in and defined that a little bit further, it's the relentless pursuit of excellence. The relentless pursuit of excellence is the Novus Way. So that's what that's basically just kind of sums our culture up and what we do and how we operate.
So, it's mentioned that everyone has a culture. It's either built by design or by default. It sounds like you're definitely building it by design, because it seems as if when you're hiring agents or looking to build your team and you're talking with somebody, you have kind of an idea of what you're looking for as to whether or not they'll fit in your culture. Is that correct?
We do, and we're laid back. Like I said, we like to have a good time. We our office is very modern.
Do you have to fish? Do you have to?
You don't. That's a plus. if you fish and hunt, that's a plus. So
you get to be in the cool kids club.
Definitely. Or shoot guns. We're here in Georgia, so one of the three.
But I prefer to only shoot guns in the middle of a lake from the boat. So I think I'm good.
Yeah, if you're duck hunter, you might make that happen. So that's true. No, definitely we have a very, very diverse culture here for sure. But it all comes back down to, are we going to help each other out? If you figure out something and someone else is struggling with it, are you going to try your best if you have the time to be able to, give them a helping hand with it? If someone, you can build them up a little bit, can you, we're not a take from each other. We're build each other up. And how can we all win from all doing well? So that's kind of how our culture works. It's not we don't have disputes between agents. We don't have, you have the small things that arise here and there, but for the most part, everyone gets along and, it's from one spectrum to the other from makeup of people. So that, which is even more cool. So we definitely celebrate stuff. We have great parties up here. I was a DJ in college, so we have a little DJ booth in our office up here. We won't hesitate to throw some music on and make some karaoke.
I wish we could show this video that we have somewhere circulating in the Century 21 ecosystem of him. Yeah, he was. You actually got up onto the stage and started DJing.
I've been under that once or twice.
Yeah, you sure did. So, here's what's resonating, with me here is – I kind of got my own notes, as I always do on these podcasts, and I put culture and authentic. I just put culture, and then under it, I put authentic as an authenticity. And, some things that you just said, Rhett, were like everyone gets along. There's really no disputes, we're just, everyone's helping each other out. What I think we all need to really understand is, like, if I was meeting Rhett for the first time, which this is not my first time, but if I was meeting for Rhett for the first time and had this same conversation that we've had, maybe it'd be on a different subject matter, I would think that you would be easy to get along with. I would think that you're probably that guy that would be willing to help me out. I would think that, you know, like, if we ever did get in a dispute, it's probably because I was being an a-hole. You know, it probably wasn't because of you. Yeah, but I just see that. And I think what's important is not everybody's like that, nor does everybody need to be like that. But it, because our personalities are not right or wrong. They're just like flavors of ice creams, right? Yours is this and somebody else's is that. But I think it's very important to kind of, for the audience, to look in the mirror and figure out who you are. What is your identity? What is the culture that you yourself would want to work in? You know, like, is important to you in the culture? Not what culture do you want everyone else to work in? Not what culture do you believe people should be in? Not what you believe they should like? What do you like? Because ultimately, the culture is nothing more than a product of the leadership. And it's interesting that how you describe your culture and how I would describe you as a human being, Rhett, is very consistent. So that's and because I'm having this self-discovery or this discovery right here on the podcast is why I'm writing things down like, oh, wow, culture. It's all about authenticity. It's authentic. You know, so I just applaud you for kind of, you know, you're building a company that you probably love to hang out in. And you love to hang out there because it's a culture that is authentic to you. It's like feels good. It's home. And so the people you attract and retain are going to be people that have very similar type, you know, feelings and whatnot. And that's what makes it work. So cool.
I'm glad you use that word, authentic. That was my word for this past year is, you know, authentic, you know, as an office, as a everything, you know, you got to be basically, I always encourage agents, you know, and you got to kind of take this in the right context. You need to be the same person online as you are offline. And, which means you may need to clean up one or the other, or at least make them a little bit more balanced. So often people are one thing, but there's something different everywhere else. And That's not very fun. That's not very authentic. It's not really a normal, exactly way to be. That doesn't mean that we can't have, you know, be a little bit crazy here and there. But I mean, when someone is more genuine and more authentic all the way around, I think it makes a more complete person. Also makes a more, more likable real estate professional to work with and more consistent, you know, easier to earn business because you're able to attract the people that want to work with you, not people that may think you're somebody else. So my thoughts there.
That's awesome. What you got, Matt?
Well, I have many thoughts. Well, we'll try to limit it to just a few. There was one follow-up question that I had, Rhett, for you on the kind of the intake criteria. So when you guys are looking to recruit agents, you know, kind of how are they coming to you in the same way because they're seeing the content? And then when you are like, it sounds like a couple of the things that you're screening for is just, you could express it as, do I want to be around this person? And do I think they fit into the culture that we already have? What about the commitment to excellence part? Is that something where just the culture kind of dictates that? And if they're attracted to it, you know, they're going to fit in? Or is there something specific that you're looking for in the interview or the screening process that helps you screen for, yeah, they want to be here and they're nice people, but they're also high level people that are going to get the job done because they have the talent and the pursuit of excellence to pull it off? How do you screen for that part of it?
That's always a challenge. You know, obviously in looking to attract talent, you know, people come from all walks of life, all different, you know, what's their focus point? What does it work? So, I mean, we don't have to be everything to everybody, but we do want to make sure that there's the same consistent level of, you know, we're not bashful at all that we are very, very technologically savvy here. And at the same time, we have some people here that are not on the same spectrum as that when they first joined us. But I said, we can help you with that. We can teach you this. I mean, don't, you know, this iPhone that we all carry around, this is what, 10 years old? I mean, so everyone that's selling real estate is older than 10 years. So, you know, if anyone can learn it, if they're willing to, we'll teach you. You know, don't go buy an Android if you want to learn from me, though. I'm going to show you on iPhone. But you know, there's a few Android people here too. But I said we use a lot of things that try to we explain it from a standpoint of being consistent and making it a little bit more automated, a little bit easier for us to all be more productive in what we're doing. You know, life's too short for all the the learned lessons. So that's part of it. Wanting to at some point in time see themselves as a career. If you're just wanting to come. Just to hang a license, you're not really wanting to put a lot of effort into it, you know. And granted, some people it just doesn't work out; it's not their calling, whatever their circumstances are, bad timing. You know that happens sometimes. You know, but we are really good at attracting newer people to the business. You know, probably because of the training resources and stuff that we have. But you know, we do have a lot of attractive things from the way that goes. I know sometimes we'll probably with some of the agents that have been in the industry for a while. You know, we are fairly set on a lot of things that we have in place, but we have to have it set up like that because the way we've staffed our company, which we have more staff than probably any other one around here that I'm aware of. But we also expect a lot of what they do, as well as all the different places that we advertise and all the ways that we really promote what we're doing. There has to be a certain level of automation going with that, or at least there's a certain place we go for all the contracts, certain place we go for everything else. So, and when we explain that, and we can teach it, and it works out pretty well. So I think some people maybe might be a little turned off. They just realize that this sounds like it might be a little bit of work. Or I might have, you know, I might be held a little bit accountable. And, you know, usually they kind of figure out if they were just going to, you know, just the spot to hang their license, maybe do a deal a year. It might not be the right spot. And that kind of figures itself out, I guess, if that answers your question. I'm not sure if I got
it all does. Right. Yeah, there was. So it's interesting that you point a couple of those things out. I totally get those. Whether someone wants to like. Whether they want to come in and just have do they see themselves as a full-time like career agent at some point? Maybe not now, but are you looking for that? That definitely will screen out some people. There is something I'll mention from Jeff Cohn's recruiting process that I really like, which is there is a requirement to read, I believe it's Gary Keller's The One Thing, as part of the recruiting process. Now you don't have to read it. You can go get it on Audible and listen to it. But you know, like you have to be able to come in, and it's just one of those things. Like when I was, I remember running into Greg. You'll get a kick out of this. When I first, the first time I ever talked to Frank from Viral Marketing, one of the first questions he asked me is, "What are you reading right now?" And I just read off the stack of like five books that I had sitting in the corner. He's like, "All right, we're going to get along very well," because it was one of those things where it's like you just knew this was someone and. If they're willing to do something like that, or you see a track record of that in their own life already, whether you ask them to or not, it's one of those things that shows they're interested in personal development, mastery, excellence, or some expression of that. It's something that they take pride in internally without an external force requiring it out of them. And I think that's one of the things that that I really admire about Jeff's process is just that little thing is, are you willing to invest a few hours of time into personal development? And if you're not, like, they're automatically out of the recruiting process. So that's something interesting to think about.
Love it.
I like that.
Yeah. I wrote that one down. Hey, real quick before we get off, Rhett, how can somebody find and take a look at some of your videos? Do you have a YouTube channel? You know, because I'm sure people are like, well, what the heck is what's on these videos? Is there a library of them somebody can see?
Sure, absolutely. We do have a Century 21 Novus Realty Facebook page and YouTube channel, but it's facebook.com/ the letter C21 Novus, NOVUS, C21 Novus. And that's the easiest way to find us. Or you can look me up, Rhett Harmon, RETTHARMON on Facebook's probably a good way to find us. But yeah, YouTube, we started backfilling a lot of stuff back to YouTube over the last year. That's a process. We're looking at changing some of that. So a lot of the things are on there as well. So do another series on little tips that we kind of put out there for, you know, just for professionalism and paying it forward that way as part of our culture. The same questions we get asked over and over and over. I almost kind of felt like a broken record, so I'm going to start recording this stuff so that, you know, the next time someone's got a question, I say, here's your video. And, you know, if it doesn't fully answer it, let me know what your other questions are, and I'll do another video to follow that one up. So just kind of having fun, trying to automate some stuff. And some of those are, you know, have a little bit longer shelf life. Obviously, contracts can change, things can change a little bit, but the principle is typically pretty much there.
Cool. Yeah, Matt, I saw that you just shared that on the Level Up Facebook page, a link to his Facebook C21 Novus. That's awesome. Cool.
Thank you.
Awesome, guys. And then Greg, speaking of connecting, how do people connect with you?
Well, you know, they can connect with me. I think I'm on Facebook a little bit every once in a while. So, you know, but, yeah. You know, I would just always invite people to just send me an email if you have any questions, if there's any way I can serve you, in the real estate, the business world. And that's at gregharrelson@gmail.com.
Awesome. And then for the podcast itself, you can go to thelevelupodcast.com. You can connect with there and watch older episodes. All the backlog of episodes are there. You mentioned the one with Rick Davidson. That's a great place to go grab that. You can also go to the YouTube channel for that if you prefer. And then if you want to get your podcast fix on your iPhone, as Rhett does, we all know that he's not an Android user, apparently. but if you have the misfortune of being an Android user, Stitcher is the best app for that. You can subscribe to the show on either platform. So, Rhett, one last question for you, and then we'll wrap things up. I'm curious just on the culture. What are some of the systematic or regularly scheduled ways that you reinforce that and revisit with your people to make sure that they stay, you know, within the culture and that that you're enforcing the way that you want things done, the Novus way?
Absolutely. We're very involved in community events that are going on. So that's one thing we do. So we encourage participation there. We try to do fun things scheduled around the office, kind of outside of work a little bit.
Nice.
Those things kind of go and go, you know, football games. We do a tailgate every year, start of college football season. Everyone, we do a little fun, fantasy football thing, and everybody brings a tailgate, item, and we have a good time with that. Thanksgiving's really big. Everyone brings kind of a potluck. We have someone, cook turkeys, and everyone brings their family with them, and it's been a really big deal. And we do videos on what is everyone thankful for, and really do kind of promote it from that standpoint. So that's just a few things that we really try to promote, and just just like I said, the consistency, trying to do the same things that work, remember to do them again the next year,
That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. All right. Greg, anything you want to say before
I'm scrolling
up?
Through his Facebook page, and I'm actually now, I'm already like, okay, what am I going to copy off
Stealing.
His Facebook page? I'm sorry, I just missed the whole damn conversation y'all just had, but I'm sure it was good.
Like, it's called R&D, rip off and duplicate, right?
Yeah, there you right. go. That's right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, Rhett. We appreciate you being here, and thanks to everyone that's watching and listening with us live or on the recorded version. We'll see everybody on the next episode of Level Up Podcast.